This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Good Day Health Program. In this hour, the focus is on your heart, your well-being, well, your general well-being. Well, we have cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus with us from Lake Cardiology down in Madura, Florida, to regale you with the research that he's done, the studies that he's read. All the medical journals are his bedtime. I'm sure sitting by his bed on the nightstand is a copy of the Journal of American Medical Association, the Preventive Medicine, the Journal of Clinical Oncology, all of that stuff. The doctors and the dentists, they all read that stuff as they go off peacefully to sleep. So we're here to dig out whatever Ken has found. And as usual, we're going to spend some time talking about COVID because the situation is fluid there at best. So let's talk, first of all, Ken, about age with COVID deaths and where the numbers are. I'm guessing that they still would be with those who are most vulnerable, who have the weakest immune systems on either end of the scale, yes?
Well, at the current moment, because this has changed over the past now third year of COVID, but currently, Doug, and this just came out of BMJ, which used to be the British Medical Journal, almost 90% of COVID-19 deaths are people 65 and older. I didn't want to use the word that they put in the article. They call them elderly, but actually, if you read the details of the report, they defined elderly in this study as anyone 65 and older, and currently it's nonsense. About 90%.
Yeah, the elderly are people who are over 90 in my book, not people over 65.
Well, I'll let you I didn't want you to argue that with the BMJ, so I changed the title of the article to people 65 and older.
That's fine. All right, good job, because you and I are both in that category, and neither of us are elderly. So anyway, that's the focus is on who's dying, and that's where the numbers are.
If you go back to the Delta variant of summer of 2021 last year, it was about 60% of the deaths were 65 and older, but now currently it's 90%. The other important thing is, you know, people think that COVID has gone away, but actually at the peak of all this, about 2,000 people a day were dying. But now it's about 300 people a day are dying. And if it was, that would make this about the third or fourth most common cause of death in America would be COVID-19, currently at about 300 people per day dying.
Would you say that COVID, long COVID maybe especially, is being studied more because it's been around for as long? The research dollars that have been committed to trying to figure out what it's about now and what it has done to the population, not only of our country, but other countries around the world. Do we learn from looking back? Sometimes you do, I guess, and sometimes you don't.
Well, a lot of research is going into studying long COVID is because it's such a common issue, and that's reported this week, and we really don't know what to do about it. There was a Census Bureau report this week that 30% of adults with COVID-19 have symptoms lasting 3 months or longer, or after 3 months get new symptoms, and this has become one of the common definitions of long COVID. But then they also report in the same Census Bureau report that, here it is, Doug, 15% of Americans have experienced long COVID-19. That is amazing. I was surprised by that.
And the long-term effect of that, we reviewed that, I think, a week or two ago. We've reviewed long COVID a number of times, but I think because of the psychological impact of this thing going on and on and on, doesn't hurt to talk about what long COVID is so people know that they have it or they don't have it, or to be concerned if it's in the family? Is it more likely to be something that another member of the family will catch or stay with?
No, it's a matter of, did you have COVID-19 or not? Mm-hmm. And again, these are symptoms of the original illness that last more than 3 months, or symptoms that are attributable to COVID that you didn't have, but that develop after 3 months from the original illness, mm-hmm. also is considered long COVID-19. And this is just very troubling. And especially another report that I wanted to talk about is this, when we start evaluating patients at 3 months or longer, we're seeing, unfortunately, a lot of changes in thinking and remembering, we call cognition. And a big question that each physician has to assess with our patients is this long COVID? Is this dementia, or is this both? And yep. it seems like long COVID is associated with increasing your risk of getting dementia. And this is a huge concern.
All right. You're the cardiologist of note here on the Good Day Health program. I want to talk about heart disease and how that has been affected by COVID as we continue here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen. Scientific research finds an uptick in cardiac events during the winter months, during the holiday season. Veronica Jones has the story of how to prepare for heart-healthy holidays.
I'm Veronica Jones. Research shows more people die from heart attacks during the last week of December than any other time of the year. While we don't know exactly why, it's important to be aware of a few factors that can be contributors to increasing the risk for a deadly cardiac event. Dr. Mitch Elkin with the American Heart Association explains.
The holidays are a busy, often stressful time for many of us. Routines are disrupted. We may tend to eat and drink more and exercise and relax less. We also may not be listening to our bodies, thinking a trip to the doctor can wait until after the new year.
Don't ignore heart attack warning signs because you don't want to spoil the holidays. If you or someone around you show signs of a heart attack, call 911 immediately. Start CPR if you see someone in cardiac arrest.
While it's important to live heart healthy all year long, this holiday season, know the symptoms of a heart attack and take action. Celebrate in moderation. Keep moving and stick to your meds.
For more information, visit heart.org.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back back on the Good Day Health Program, Doug, with Dr. Ken Kronos at Lake Cardiology. Should you be so inclined as to want to meet Dr. Ken or talk to him through the modern miracle of telemedicine, you can make contact with his office by dialing 352-735-1400 for an appointment for in-person consultation. I think that's where he shines. But you certainly can learn a lot from him because he knows a lot about what's going on in your body. The telemedicine route is something that's been used since the beginning of COVID, and so it's there for you to use if you'd like. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. So I was talking because Ken is a cardiologist. I'm wondering, I guess more than talking about heart disease, and what's happened during COVID according to the American Heart Association.
Doug, you and I have been doing radio together since about 2007, and like a predictable broken record since about 2010, I have told you each year, validated by the American Heart Association, we're doing better. Less people, men and women, are dying than the previous year, and this was predictable each year since 2010. For the first time, I'm going to tell you things are getting worse regarding the number one killer, heart disease. And this all began with COVID-19. And this was reported just recently at the American Heart Association 2022 Scientific Sessions. So sadly, you can be, and it's only further being studied why this is so. Why is heart disease deaths suddenly spiked, breaking this trend since 2010? And, you know, you can look around and see, gyms were closed down, people put on weight, mental stress, blood pressure's gone up, cholesterol's gotten worse, diabetes has come on, all from poor diet, poor exercise, increasing mental stress, people are drinking more, alcohol, all of these things are certainly not doing us and our hearts well, people are not sleeping as well. If you had to come up with a plan to make people's hearts worse, this is what you do, and this is what COVID-19 has done. And also, you know, there's some questions about what are the direct effects of COVID-19 on the heart, and I don't even want to open up a can of worms because I'm well vaccinated. What's the effect of the vaccine on the heart? So all of these things need to be investigated, but sadly, the American Heart Association, which is very reliable with statistics like this, reporting we've changed the direction of the curve and heart disease deaths are increasing. I hope next year I can report a change in the direction of this curve.
Well, a lot of other things play into the health of your heart, like what you eat, whether you're exercising. I think you alluded to that a little bit here, the environment in which you live. There's so many different things, but not only your heart, but I guess you look around at the other ailments that are common, things like cancer, the business with dementia, Parkinson's disease. Those are all things that may be influenced greatly by what you're eating, what your lifestyle is, what you're surrounded by, right? It's not just in the DNA, I think. You could pretty much, a lot of people that have bad DNA that live good lives and they don't, you know, some people succeed in living a good, long, happy, healthy life who've got lousy DNA and other people don't, right? That's just the luck of the draw, I suppose, as much as anything else.
Well, I think this increase, this spike in heart disease deaths is definitely a change in our lifestyle after COVID-19, and whether it's related also to the virus is also a question. I'm sure there are people screaming out there into their radios, the vaccine, but that it all needs to be investigated.
Well, you've suggested something by what you just said about you've gotten the vaccine. You hope it's all okay because you really don't know whether it's okay.
Well,
it's a pick and a poke.
I don't know whether getting in my car and driving on the interstate is safe. You know,
yeah.
There are things we all have to make decisions. I reported today to you about how 90% of the deaths are in one age group, and you know, yeah, you take your own risk and you have to make a decision for yourself.
Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen. We have another half hour of conversation and information for you coming right up.
Complex. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
On the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Doug Steffen here to go through the questions. Ken's got the answers. I was just looking at an overview, sort of preparing for a physical, an overview of my body from previous sessions with this doctor, and the reference to body mass index, reference to my weight, reference to my height, all of those things go back to, they're studied now in all ages. And I see that there is a focus on the problems of obesity with children that's being dealt with this weekend. In what way?
Yes. The CDC will tell us that about 20% of our children are obese, which is just horrible.
Awful.
And what's been noted is that obese children don't seem to do as well in school as non-obese children. And this has puzzled people. But there's a study out from the annual meeting of Radiological Society of North America just this week that obese children have abnormal brain development. Their structure, their function of their brain does not develop normally. And this seems to be the reason why the answer to the puzzle, why obese children don't do as well in school as non-obese children. So if you think just seeing your kid is a nice, funny thing, it's not. It's going to cause havoc from head to toe, and especially why they may not be doing well in school.
Mm-hmm. I saw a couple of other things this week involving children that I wanted to query with you. I noticed that the government has warned of a rise in cases of AFM, which is a rare polio-like condition among children. It's called acute flaccid myelitis. Okay, so AFM is a lot easier to deal with. It's a neurological condition that affects the nervous system, spinal cord especially. You lose your reflexes. You are weak. You're sometimes paralyzed in your arms. So this is something that is more and more a problem with young children, and I don't think from what I've seen that it's related to COVID. It's just related to something that is, it seems at this point, unexplainable, Ken, the rise of this thing. Polio has been kind of, we've been flirting with more polio information in the last year or so. You think that's a coincidence?
Well, fortunately, this is very rare. Most of our listeners gladly have never, ever heard of this. I'm amazed that you have.
I do my homework. I'm aware of, people say, I'm an expert on nothing, but I have lots of information on everything.
But so, this may, hopefully this will never help anyone because this is so rare that's listening. But it's felt that this is caused by viruses, including enteroviruses, which is a different family than COVID.
Yep. All right. So let's turn around the circumstances here and talk about something that's good medically. Apparently, and this is with my same focus on children, living near water as a child has been linked to better mental health and all-around well-being as you become an adult. I don't think that's a surprise. Living around the water is great, isn't it?
You mean living near, like, the ocean or a lake?
Yeah, a lake. Yeah, exactly. Well, ponds, rivers. Yeah.
Well, it's a great source of exercise. It's a great source of relaxation, a great source of play, camaraderie. So I think there's a lot of, you can see a lot of good reasons that living near water could be very healthy growing up.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the idea, to keep people healthy and thinking about how to be healthy. That's what our job is.
You might even eat more fish. Who knows?
Right. Right. Go fishing. The old sign on the door, gone fishing. We're looking for today's dinner. Okay, continuing with Dr. Ken, stand by. We have much more conversation and information for you here on this week's Good Day Health.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Air Force unveiled its newest stealth bomber aircraft, the B-12 Raider, in Palmdale, California. The bomber was named in honor of the, quote, courageous spirit of airmen who carried out the surprise World War II Doolittle Raid. This marks the first time in more than 30 years a new U.S. bomber has been publicly unveiled. Looks like things are going to be changing with the primary.
Democrats backed the plan put forward by President Biden to allow South Carolina to host the first 2024 primary, followed by Nevada and New Hampshire on the same day, Georgia, then Michigan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden and Prince William met at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library in Boston.
This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call Govmint at 1-800-222-1975, and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint, the final year of production. But with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-222-1975. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collectors Bonus Package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-222-1975 now to secure your 1904 Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-222-1975.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The hour now, the second half hour of this week's Good Day Health, the hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. The focus now on cancer, cancer treatment. You know, we're talking about heart disease and obesity and all that stuff and the ramifications of that. I guess I was thinking about cancer this week because it was World Pancreatic Cancer Day. That's the most difficult of all the cancers to deal with because, as I understand it, Ken, it takes hold of your body quickly and fast, and you almost can't detect it until it's too late. So the study of this kind of cancer has been going on steadily since the 1960s, apparently. It's really interesting. You know, you go back in time, I was thinking about the John Wayne movie, The Shootist, when he was dying of a cancer. And then you look back in history, when was cancer first discussed? The earliest that I can find a discussion of cancer anywhere, cancer history, is 1761. And there hasn't been much cancer until the modern era, right? In reality, death rates have increased, especially in pancreatic cancer, since the 1960s. So is it the way we live? I'm sort of wrapping that around a study that I see here about better cancer outcomes. Because is there more work being done to figure out what the problem is and to treat it? Are there better treatments? What's the story?
Boy, where do I start with all that? A lot of reasons why you're seeing so much more cancer now is because we're living longer. You know, you go back to when we wrote the Declaration of Independence, the life expectancy was age 35 in America.
Right. Yep.
And the way to prevent cancer in general is to keep a healthy weight, avoid tobacco. That's a big reason why you're seeing more cancer more recently. Limiting the amount of alcohol you drink and protecting your skin. These are the ways you as an individual can help lower the risk of getting cancer as we all hopefully grow older. The exciting thing about treating cancer is a whole new area of immunotherapy. In the past, you know, we've had radiation therapy, we've had drugs, we've had surgery, but there's a fourth area, and that's immunotherapy, where we actually use the body's immune system or we give monoclonal antibodies against targets on the cancer and we selectively destroy the cancer. This is a very exciting new area of treating cancer. And this, I think, is the family of breakthrough of treatment of cancer that you're talking about.
Yeah, it just holds your hold. It somehow or other, though, it seems oxymoronic because when you look at the food that's being prepared by the four giant agribusinesses that pretty much control 80% of the food supply, not only in our country, but around the so-called civilized world, and you see the number of people that are dying from diseases like heart disease and cancer, it has to, you are, what's the old expression, you are what you eat, and it has to be connected in the main to what we're eating, whether it's stuff that you think you're growing. The whole problem with wheat allergies, the problem with gluten, folks have with gluten, really isn't with the wheat. It's what the sprays are doing to the wheat that they're spraying on the product. That's been proven time and again. When you look at, I never had a gluten allergy when I was a kid. But as an adult, I have a problem that if you don't attack it, it leads to celiac disease, and that's caused by these sprays, these things that Monsanto and other chemical companies have developed and sold to the farmers as a way of getting a bigger harvest. Yeah, you get a bigger harvest, but at what cost? So anyway, that's me going off in my toot about cancer and where it's coming from. Now, you mentioned moment ago, smoking, that's bad for you. There's information this week on vaping, and yet one more reason not to do it.
This comes out of the Journal of the American Dental Association this week, Doug. Another issue to consider when you're vaping is let your dentist know, because it seems to damage teeth. It increases cavities. The sugar and stickiness in some of the vaping fluids get on the teeth and cause the damage. And also the vaping seems to change the bacteria in your mouth to promote cavities. Let the dentist know. Better yet, just give up the vaping.
Yep. Well, there's nothing good that comes out of it. And I know you think the same thing about marijuana, and I wonder what that does to, you can pretty much tell most of the time a person who smoked marijuana for a long time by just looking at his or her teeth. Because most of the experience from smoking marijuana leaves your teeth very yellow. And I know that there's, you know, a combination here this week. The study includes alcohol use and marijuana use, and obviously the condemnation is legalization of same, right?
Yes. So all of the above, I would agree with you. It's hard to see pearly whites in people who smoke whatever.
Yeah.
And the news this week comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA Health Forum, this week that alcohol use seems to rise in those states where marijuana has been legalized. Why this is so, not yet clear. It's going to need to be studied, but it's a fact. There's more alcohol use where you legalize marijuana. Another concern with this whole episode of legalization.
All right, so we're going to go back in a moment to talking about the elderly, right? Isn't that, what are we, the over 65 crowd was called the elderly, was it, or the geriatric? What was the term that you used that you took out of our conversation from earlier? I thought it was an elderly, but there's another term.
Elderly, yes, the BMJ, British Medical Journal, called elderly everyone 65 and older in their report this week.
All right, so another idea, another item for the elderly coming up here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Why are more children getting ill these days? During the pandemic, public health measures made, like things like masks and social distancing, made it easy to reduce the transmission of these viruses, and pediatricians saw fewer cases of many of these common illnesses. Now that public health measures are largely lifted, doctors are seeing a rebounding of cases of influenza, RSV, and other diseases. So let's listen to a more thorough explanation of this reality from Andy Solomon.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. It's important to prevent severe illnesses where we can. If your child is not vaccinated for flu or COVID, boosting their immunity now will help protect them. Dr. Wendy Hassan with American Academy of Pediatrics has more.
AAP recommends everyone age 6 months and older get the COVID vaccine and boosters when eligible. Right now, AAP is concerned about children under the age of 5 who are at risk if they are not vaccinated. This is also the population that has the lowest immunization rates against COVID.
Pediatricians and hospitals throughout the U.S. are seeing high numbers of children with respiratory viruses like RSV, influenza, and COVID.
We have learned a lot during the pandemic, and we have an opportunity to apply those lessons so that children in every community will be able to access the health care they need. Your child's immune system learns to resist the virus from the vaccine, which can keep them out of the hospital if they get sick. Talk to your pediatrician today.
For more information, go to healthychildren.org.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
We'll be right back.
Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Stephanie, or Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I'm taking exception to the definition of who is older or elderly, but I'm thinking also of what happens when people don't take care of themselves, or maybe they've got the bad draw, the bad luck of having bad DNA. And there are a lot of people living alone. Because we've just celebrated Thanksgiving, a lot of people thinking about those who live alone, not only for Thanksgiving, but in terms of the holidays themselves. And a lot of folks who live by themselves don't really have a joy, what do they call it, joie de vivre, a joy of life. They don't sense that there's any real purpose for living. They're just sort of existing. So what does that do as you get older and you have that attitude, Ken?
Well, I don't know if it's so much the magic number of their age. It's just in general, if you have a reason, no matter what your age is, for living versus those who don't, I think you're going to live longer. And this report in Preventive Medicine Medical Journal this week demonstrates, it measured, it looked at a lot of people at all ages, but it seems that those who have a sense of purpose reduce their risk of premature death. And it was a very significant finding. So whatever your age is, having a reason for waking up, for living, for what you're doing, if you're on a mission, hopefully of good, you're just going to live longer.
I'm on a mission. What is that? He's old explaining. I'm on a mission for God. Didn't that come out of the Blues Brothers? I think that.
Wait, a mission, Doug, for God. Doug, yes. Your face in the dictionary for the phrase sense of purpose is an example. I mean, you always have a sense of purpose. I mean,
yep.
You don't have any concern in that regard.
No, I do have lots going on in my life. I'm busier now than I've ever been. I have like 3 full-time jobs, and I like all of them, and they all bring a different sense of purpose to me, and so I'm thankful for that. Thank you for bringing it up. Here's the story of a news anchor. I don't know if you saw this or not. A TV news anchor had a medical scare on camera. This woman had a stroke. She was an anchor in Tulsa, a live broadcast. She began to experience difficulty speaking. "I'm sorry," she said. "Something's going on with me, and I apologize." And then she shared an update on Facebook, writing that her doctors believed that she suffered the beginnings of a stroke while she was on the air. And I think she's only in her early 50s. So you wonder about that. Things like that happen raise one's awareness. Now, are women more at risk than men these days? We talk about heart disease and how more women who are working like men, I use that advisedly, are now beginning to equal the number of cases that men have. Women are getting heart attacks and strokes much more than they used to, so why would that be? Is it obvious?
Well, this is a little bit of a sad story about anchor Julie Chin in Oklahoma. She started having a stroke, started stumbling over the words while reading the teleprompter this past weekend. And women actually, since the late 1980s, get more heart disease than men. And they certainly get strokes at an equal level. Some studies show that younger women are ahead of younger men in this regard. And certainly we see, unfortunately, in young women too much of this. And why have women caught up? Well, they've caught up in smoking. They've caught up in working and mental stress. They unfortunately probably eat worse and exercise less as they, live more of what a traditional male life is like. These are all reasons why they've caught up and surpassed in some regards men in cardiovascular disease.
Wow. That's not good. Women want equality, but and they ought to have equality, but it would be nice if they didn't have equality when it came to those areas of discussion. Dr. Ken Kronos, we're going to continue with questions for Dr. Ken. A lot of you are interested in nutritional questions and the usual stuff about what's going on this time of year, gaining weight, etc. So stand by for those questions. Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen here on the Good Day Health Program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Three after the hour now. Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. He is easily found. The office staff there is great. You can talk to one of them and make an appointment to go see Ken or have a telemedicine connection with him. The office number for Lake Cardiology and Dr. Kronhaus is 352-735-1400, 735-1400, area 352. I got a kick out of, I'm thinking about the staff and how I see them when I'm there for my annual visit, the way that they lovingly refer to you, I like the warmth in that office. And so the doctor, is there a doctor in? Yes, there is. And he's here to answer some of the questions that are on people's minds, like weight gain. Question, Dr. Ken, to you, is weight gain inevitable as one grows older? I guess I'm flopping back a little bit to our discussion of being elderly.
Well, it's not inevitable. It's just that you have to be more diligent about maintaining your weight. Your body just doesn't give you the leeway that it may give you as when you're younger. And that's why you if you are putting on weight, make sure your thyroid's okay. But for the 95% of us who are gaining weight with a normal thyroid, you have to make sure your calorie intake is not higher than it needs to be. As you get older, the body just, you eat 100 more calories than your ideal body weight needs to maintain it. You're going to put weight on. And also your metabolism does slow down somewhat. So exercising after the doctor says it's okay is so important. Doing aerobics, strength training, stretching, all of it in order to keep your weight down. So it's not inevitable. It's just important to have your own diet, exercise program, stress reduction program, getting enough sleep. One of the things I love that we're doing at Lake Cardiology is we are spending more and more time just on prevention. Evidence-based prevention in medicine is becoming a huge area that we love talking about and helping our patients with.
Well, it's productive because you get people to be concentrating on what they're eating. You're talking about the dangers of eating too many carbohydrates, for example. You love to go through what the typical healthy diet is. Oftentimes it has been the Mediterranean diet, but you've been veering off, I think, a little from that of late. Hasn't there been other input?
No, I love the Mediterranean diet, and I also love a plant-based diet. Either one, I think it depends on you as an individual, which you feel more comfortable with, but I think either diet is ideal.
All right, I'll leave it at that. Could gold hold the key to inflammatory, say it again, Doug, there it is, inflammatory, got the O instead of the A, inflammatory bowel disease treatment? There are people who apparently are treating, you wonder sometimes when there is something that's used to treat, who came up with the idea of using gold dust or gold powder to treat inflammatory bowel disease? I'm looking at a research paper, the problems of ulcerative colitis. We've been talking about that here and there. Sometimes it's fatal, but there are folks who say using tiny gold particles can reduce inflammation in your intestine quickly. So this, I can't imagine that buying gold supplements is going to be cheap, though, Ken.
Well, I wouldn't self-administer the treatment at all. You'd just be wasting your gold. But there are scientists who have these protocols for testing thousands of different products against issues, and this is just one of the many, many different products that gets tried against illness. And it's just ironic, and it catches everybody's attention when it's something we're familiar with.
Yeah.
And that's all it is.
I'm seeing more and more focus. This is not a question as much as a statement, but this idea of having a universal flu vaccine, the testing that's going on in animals as to different strains. There are apparently 20 different strains of influenza. I didn't know that. I'm sure you did. But can you put them all in one shot? I guess that's the goal on some of the drug things. And so I guess we'll have to wait and see. But I don't know. I'm still a little wary of what. And then I think to myself, okay, looking at our age, because you and I are elderly, what difference is it going to make in 25, 30, 35 years, right? if it takes that long for the stuff to get to you, that may not be good. All right, there's a question, perhaps without an answer. Most of the time, Ken's got the answers, and we're happy to have him answer those questions. Questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day from Dr. Ken down in Florida. 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.